if you want something to play with, go and find yourself someone. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy. If you are serious, don't play with my heart, it makes me furious. But if you want me to love you, then a baby I will. Girl, you know I will. Tell it like it. Don't be ashamed, let your conscience be your guide. But I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me, forget your foolish pride. Life is too short to have sorrow. You may be here today and gone tomorrow. You might as well get what you want. So go on and live. Baby, go on and live. I'm nothing to play with. Go and find yourself some. But I tell it like it is. My time is too expensive, and I'm not your little boy.
That song right there was by Aaron Neville, and it was called Tell It Like It Is. And I played that as my intro, just for the simple fact, he says, tell it like it is. He said in the song, if you want something to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Maybe my time is too expensive and I'm not your little boy. So, not the song, but what I want to talk about with y'all tonight is, are you a person who keeps their word? Are you a man or woman that keeps their word? I'm bringing this up because I know some of y'all may know the app Bigo, and some of y'all may not, but Bigo is an app where you can broadcast live for beans, and those beans add up to money, and you can make money off of Bigo. And people do different things on Bigo so that they can get beans. So, my people's on there. They are putting together a showcase. And every Monday, I think it's Monday and Tuesday, they do the auditions. So if you're an artist, you know, they do the auditions to pick who they're going to have on the showcase. So today, the people who are supposed to be his panelists didn't show up. And didn't give him a heads up that they wasn't gonna make it. Cause then what he could have did was, you know, said, okay, I can't make it, I'll push it back a day. So no, even though it's supposed to be Tuesday, an audition day, I'll push it Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? And, well, they, you know, the people didn't show up. And he really pissed about it. So then he was like, well, if you want to be part of the showcases, inbox me and, you know, DM me and I'll tell you if you're going to be in the showcase or not. But that's why I brought up, are you a man or woman of your word? Because we say to people, oh, I'm going to be there. For real, I'm going to be there. Just give me a time and a place to be there. We say that to our friends or we say that to family members. And then the event or whatever it is slips our mind and we don't show up. And you get the phone call for the person you're supposed to be with at the event. And like, oh shit, I forgot. Like, and like you, and like the person said, you gotta be a man or woman of your word. You say you wanna be there, be there. You say you're gonna be part of the panel, help me pick people to be a part of the showcase, then be, you know, keep your word. Because I'm on Beagle, you know, I broadcast live Thursdays at 5 for the Grown Women's Panel. Now I've been doing it, and then my girl Natural, she does it on Wednesdays. And I'm like, it's okay that she does it on Wednesday. I know you're probably thinking, why both of y'all doing a Grown Women's Panel? And y'all could just do it together. We do do it together. I'm on the panel. And, you know, when she can make it to mine, you know, but I don't mind being solo dolo. Because when I talk off the cuff. And so I don't mind being solo dolo or have one other person with me on the panel. But that's what got me to thinking, are you a person of your word? And I hate that. Just like the person who made me think of this topic and talked to me tonight about it. I get pissed off too. Because I'm going to share a story with y'all. Now, this was years ago. We're seeing someone. And, you know, my birthday was coming up. And I said, you know what? All I want to do for my birthday is just spend it with you. I don't want to go nowhere, just spend it with you, right? So I said, that the person said, no, you need to go out for your birthday. Where you want to go? Right? So I was like, I ain't never been to Olive Garden. Why not go to Olive Garden for my birthday? Right? So, get to the day of my birthday. Me and the person talked on my birthday. He was like, oh, I'm at my mom's. I'll let you know when I get back. I'll let you know when I'm back. So I said, okay. That was earlier during the day. The person said that. And then it started getting later and later. By the time I saw the person I was supposed to see, my birthday was almost over. Do you know how disappointing that is? All I said is I just want to spend my birthday with you. Don't want to go nowhere. The person just says, oh, no, you should go out. And said, we're going to go out. Where you want to go? right? I choose Olive Garden because I've never been there. And I was like, okay. The person says to me, oh, we can still go, but we got to do Dutch. Excuse me? Excuse me? Got to do Dutch. I didn't want to go anywhere in the first place. You understand? So I didn't want to go anywhere in the first place, but this person suggested that I do something. And that's why I said I get how my friend feels, because when you make plans and you forget about the plans you made, and then the person who you made the plans would have to remind you, and you say, well, I'm too tired. I ain't going to be able to do it. And I was so disappointed. I wound up seeing him anyway. I still got to spend time with the. But the point is, that was disappointing. Because it's my birthday. I told you what I wanted for my birthday. And you suggested that I go out when I didn't really want to. But I've seen the person since then. I apologize, but it's just, that's disappointing. Just think of that situation. If I was a little kid, and that was my dad saying, "Oh, I'm gonna take you out for your birthday," and then calls and says, "Well, I can't take you out now." Well, like, sorry, princess. You know how dads do. They say, sorry, princess, but I can't take you out anymore. I'll make it up to you. I don't want to make up a birthday date. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to make it up. Make it up and be going another day. That's not my birthday. You know, I'm just a simple person. When it comes to my birthday, if I'm dating someone or I'm in a relationship, I just want to spend time with that person. That's it. Just us two just spending time together. That's it. We don't have to go anywhere. But, you know, but the people assume by assuming their head that you want to do something for your birthday, so they suggest doing something, and then they don't keep their word. That's what pisses me off, is you're not keeping your word. If you say you're going to do something, see me, I know I got some lazy tendencies in me. You ask me to do something, I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to do it right away. Now, if you say, oh, can you do the dishes? I say, okay, but I'm not going to do it right away. And stuff like that, I move at my own pace. It'll get done, and I'm just not going to do it right away. See, I'm a person that keeps their word. And if I can't make it, I will let you know I can't make it. And that's the thing. If at the last minute they couldn't make it, they could have sent him a message and said, look, I know I'm supposed to be on a panel with you to pick artists for this showcase, but I can't make it. You know what I'm saying? And on Beagle, the people that you do panel, you know, it's like, you know them, but you don't know them personally where you can go chill at their crib. You just know them a little bit from being on the app. But that was my, you know, my thing. Like, are you a man or woman of your word? Do you make promises and keep them? Or are you that person who makes promises and don't keep them? When you do that, you don't know how it's affecting the other person, though. Like, for me, I don't think I will be able to rely on you if something were to happen. Like, by you not showing up or contacting me to say, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it, I don't know if I can rely on you, you know? I don't know. I know I'm a person of my word. Like, you say you need something, if you don't need it right away, I'm going to still get it for you, but I'm just not going to rush and, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to rush the process. Yeah, that's what I came on tonight to talk about. Are you a man or woman of your word? And if you're not a man or woman of your word, that reflects on you badly, because when people hear this story, they're not gonna want to be, you know, to be around, not be around you, but not ask you to be a part of anything when they know you're not reliable. You know? And the common courtesy thing to do is say, look, I ain't going to be able to make it. You know what I'm saying? Send them a message or whatever, how you can contact them and say, I'm not going to be able to make it. Because it's, you know what I'm saying? Because it sucks when you being unreliable, right? You know, it sucks. But just think about it. And if it was, let's say, your car broke down and a friend of yours is a mechanic, and you know you don't want to pay those prices, but it's going to cost to fix it. And because they're your friend, you figure you get a discount. That will bring down the price a little bit. You get a discount. But it's like crazy. If you can't be reliable, I don't know if I want to be around you. You know what I'm saying? And he also, this person also does the grown men's panel on the as well, and really only one person showed up. And it's a one person didn't show up because they're traveling, so they can't, you know, you don't want the noise, just, you know, the noise from wherever they are. So, you know, be in the background as they giving their opinion, whatever. Yeah. No, it's my thing. So, are you a man or woman of your word? It's crazy though. Want to keep your world. Like, I get it if you got more important stuff than that, but still, the best thing to do is send the DMs, but ain't gonna be ain't gonna be able to make the panel. So because of what happened today, as far as grown men panel, he wants to get a whole new panel. I don't blame him. You know what I'm saying? I don't blame him, but I said, you know, I told him, you gotta like, let it go and it'll be okay. Sorry about that. So I'm gonna play a song. I'm trying to figure a song I'm gonna play. Look at that. Board. I'm trying to focus the song on. I'm going to play some Whispers Lost in Time, Olivia.
Thank you.
Right. That was the whispers right there with Olivia Lost and Turned Out. And what I'm talking about is, are you a man or woman of your word? Normally I would give out the station number, call it, and you can answer. But since this ain't going to be a very long show, I didn't want to do that. Maybe another time I'll open up the mics and let y'all join me. But no, tonight's just going to be solo dolo. And, you know, by you not being a person of your word, that's going to have the person start thinking. I really have them start thinking that, you know, can you be trusted, be reliable? Now, I know myself, well, I know I can't make an event. I know I will let the person know I can't make it. Yep. So, you know, if you're on Bego, you can follow your girl. I'm at Rosa Stardom on Bego. Yep. Okay. Okay. Let me give you another song. Here we go. Here we go.
I wouldn't care if you were
Okay. That was the Dramatics with I'm Going By the Stars in Your Eyes. You're tuning in to Speaking Freely with Ms. Gecko on the Sun Radio. And that is my podcast that I do on Anchor. Check out podcast on Anchor. And yep, that's basically it. I'm going to talk about you're a liable friend or not. You know what I'm saying? So, I said to myself, I'm not going to do that a long show because I got to get up early in the morning. I hate when I have to do a show and the next day I got to be up early. When I normally do my 2-hour show, I'm off air at 1 in the morning. So it's like, oh, damn it. You know, I'm like, oh, damn it. And I make sure I get my 8 hours of rest. But I do appreciate you rocking with your girl. Yep. So, the next show I have for you is for the Pages of the Air. It's 11 p.m. He sits in the time. We're talking about what's going on in the world. And you want to join in on the conversation. The number is 347-2218. That's the number to the station. If you want to call in and join in the conversation for the next show, which is BOE for the Pages to the Airwaves. And I am going to say peace with love, appreciation. Bye-bye now. I'm falling asleep. I had to end it.